and you are listening to 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and welcome to another edition of Census 20. Since last October, WEMU has been providing monthly reports on the lead-up to Census Day and all of the issues that make it meaningful to you. WEMU produced these reports in partnership with the Washtenaw County Office of Community and Economic Development. Once again, the executive director of the office joins us because today is National Census Day. Teresa Gelati, thank you so much for joining us once again.
Thanks for having me, David.
When we started all of this, we could not have imagined this is the place we would find ourselves. Almost everything but essential services shut down, people sheltering in place, and thinking mostly about health and coronavirus. Has it forced your office to work remotely during this time?
Yes, like so many others, we are working remotely and trying to do our very best to comply with the governor's order to shelter in place.
Everyone's still healthy in the office so far?
Yeah, so far so good. I hope the same with you.
So far so good. And that
good.
Is always good news. In the lead up to today's national population count, Teresa, have work changes impacted the ability to get word out and inspire greater participation?
We've definitely had to shift our strategies a bit, as you can imagine. So we were working with so many wonderful community partners on a series of events and also just meetups so people could take the census if they didn't have access. We were planning to open up computer labs all over the county so people could come in and get some assistance. And of course, with libraries closing and community centers closing, all those strategies are out the door. So we're shifting now, trying to do as much with as many types of media as we can, everything from inserts in your mailbox to social media to radio conversations like these. We just want people to know that it's still so important to take the census. It's impacting right now the amount of funding that's coming to communities based on population size. So we're seeing it play out in this crisis right now about how it's impacting funding.
So based on the changes in where people can do this, how they can do this, what populations in our county are most at risk of not being counted? I would assume that it's going to be difficult for some of our aging and population and senior citizens who may not be as technologically adept.
Yes, exactly. And one of the biggest shifts this year is that the bulk of the census is going to be done online through the website my2020census.gov. So if you don't have access to a computer, if you aren't as comfortable using a computer or a smartphone, that could be a challenge. We're also finding areas in the county where lower income populations or people who move around a lot may not have continual access to the internet. That's why it's also important to know that you can also call in your response to the census.
This is Census 2020 on 89.1 WEMU, and our conversation with Teresa Gelati continues. She is the Executive Director of the Washtenaw County Office of Community and Economic Development. Let's take a snapshot of where we are right now. What percentage of Washtenaw County residents have responded so far?
One nice thing about taking it online is that we're able to get some information back in real time. So as of yesterday, the county was at 46.6% of a response rate, which is fantastic. We'll only be able to get that overall. We can't quite get to the geographies of the undercounted communities, but that exceeds the state's average at almost 42%. And nationally, we're only at 36%. So we're getting there, which is great. It's nice to almost be at halfway.
Now, is that different than back in 2010 when we were we much further along in response by this time, or has COVID-19 demonstrably impacted response?
It's hard to know because at that time we were not responding online, so we wouldn't
right.
be able to have a point in time to know.
Because of the national pandemic, the Census Bureau is pushing back some of its efforts. When was the door-to-door campaign expected to begin, and when is it going to begin now?
We thought it was going to be starting this month. Today is Census Day, and we want everyone to be able to take it and continue to do so. We were expecting to see some of those door-to-door canvassers starting as early as this month. That's going to be pushed back into May and June for that to kick in. And all of this is very much subject to change based on what happens with COVID-19.
So when does the Bureau expect to be able to complete the count and turn in final collected data for processing that we'll ultimately get a gander at sometime in 2021?
So the Census is still planning to complete the Census by the end of the year. So they're trying to do that in a couple of different ways. They're making sure that the online portal to take the census stays open through the summer. That's going to be open through August 14th as of right now. So people can take it right now, and they can take it later this week and in a month or two. So that'll be great. We'll still have the canvassing that kicks in hopefully in about a month or two, and that'll be excellent to have that continue. And obviously lots more media campaigns, but they're still hoping to complete it as of right now by the end of 2020.
Once again, our Census 2020 conversation with Washtenaw County Office of Community and Economic Development Director Teresa Gelati continues on 89.1 WEMU. And you touched on this, but how has the COVID-19 outbreak and national and statewide and local pandemic informed how dramatically the census can impact our ability to best serve those in need?
I think the biggest example of this is that amazing federal stimulus package that was just approved. So much of that funding is going through a lot of state and federal agencies through what are basically formula allocations. And what these are calculations that are often based on population counts, completely based on the decennial census, along with other information that comes through American Community Survey like income and other factors. But the census results, we're using previous census data to right now tell us how to respond and fund emergency response right now for what's happening with COVID-19.
You know, in what we expected would have been a normal year and now is not, can you kind of paint a picture of what it might mean to Washtenaw County if we are undercounted?
Right. Yeah, it's hard to even think about that a little bit. But if we're undercounted, it impacts so many things. Funding for many services, we're often undercounted in the communities that need state and federal funding the most, whether it's low-income populations, communities of color, seniors, children. So in those areas, if we are undercounted, that's going to be less funding, less services, less support to those most in need.
The best way to participate, again, is online, by phone, or by mail. What is the best way to access the form, Teresa, if you've lost track of the Census Bureau invitation that came in the mail?
So even if you lost that, you can go to my2020census.gov. My 2020 is number, so my2020census.gov. Online there, they'll ask you a few questions, including your address, and you'll be able to take it online. You can also call. The phone number is 844-330-2020.
Now, the Office of Community and Economic Development has a lot of work that it does outside of census work. How has COVID-19 impacted our community and the work that you're doing with small businesses, service agencies, and the like?
Well, we're all learning how to do remote phone calls and video calls, aren't we? So it's been really challenging to connect with people. A lot of the emergency social service delivery is often done in person. So we've switched to the phone, we've switched to video calls, but we're trying to work with all those emergency service providers and social service agencies to stay connected in any way we can. For small businesses, the county was able to seed a fund and then had an incredible donation from the Song Foundation. So there is small business relief funds that are available at WashtenawSBF.com. The nonprofit community is also raising funds, and there is a fund through the United Way to support nonprofits who may need support right now. Obviously there's major impacts on cash flow to everyone, nonprofits, businesses, everyone. So we're working as hard as we can to stay connected, that we're tracking emergent needs and trying to respond as quickly as we're able.
We know that the economic impacts have already been dramatic, and this could go on for a while longer, making it even more dramatic. How are you projecting forward through the rest of the year and into 2021 and a new fiscal year to help address what has been devastating to our area economy, business community, and individuals?
Absolutely. We're doing what I think many people are doing and doing kind of a phased approach. So we're trying to look at immediate short-term needs, midterm and long range, and do our very best to sort of project out what those needs are and how we can support them. In some cases, we are really trying to bridge over the next maybe 30 days, if you will, the needs that are for businesses or nonprofits, for example, until some of that federal stimulus money can come down and help support it, as well as the FEMA relief dollars that we're expecting. the county has been considering, already has provided funding for emergency response and is considering additional funds next week. As we know, other local units are as well. So we're trying to do our best to stage things so that we are addressing immediate short-term needs, but we're looking ahead to the best of our ability to make sure that we can sustain this. It's definitely more of a marathon than a sprint.
And part of your ability to do so in this year and years to come will depend on the figures that are in the census. So once again, I assume you urge everyone to participate.
Absolutely. And we really want everyone, now that it's April 1st, to complete the census in April. It'll tell us where we are, and it'll reduce the need for those canvassers to have to go door-to-door as well. But it really helps all of us to finish the census.
Teresa, we will continue our census conversation as we make our way through the summer. But thank you for the time on National Census Day. I do appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Teresa Gelati is Executive Director of the Washtenaw County Office of Community and Economic Development and our content partner for Census 2020. To visit the Census 2020 archive and check out all of the coronavirus news from WEMU and NPR that you need, visit our webpage at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.